Area residents are not too pleased with Dalron Construction Limited's proposal for the next phase of a subdivision in a new Sudbury neighborhood. On the table is a proposal for 176 semi-detached dwelling units west of, and on the west side of, Montrose Avenue and north of Forestdale Drive, which would also be extended northward. The proposal is a redraft of the draft-approved Royal Oaks, Nickeldale subdivision, and includes new street alignments for the next phase. Similar to a 2021 redraft, this latest incarnation of the subdivision's next phase doesn't have nearly as much green space as prior plans did. The latest application covers the southern portion of the subject lands, where it would allow for the development of 86 lots for 172 semi-detached units, which is a 27-unit decrease from the current draft-approved plan for 199 units. This subdivision has been on the books since 1989, with subsequent revised layouts and several extensions approved over the years. A map in a letter by the new Sudbury West Community Action Network shows where the subdivision's next proposed phase would affect the Nickeldale Trail. Supplied. A 2014 master plan put forward by Dalron Construction Limited proposed a much different subdivision with more green space and a vegetative buffer between existing buildings. Supplied. The 172-unit proposal will be debated during a public hearing at Council Chambers on March 18, during which it's anticipated that area residents will speak up in opposition. As of the writing of her report on the matter, City Senior Planner Wendy Kaufman wrote that 12 residents had called, emailed or met with staff on one or more occasion regarding the application. The city had also received 16 written submissions. Residents have expressed concern about the application process, proposed lot layout, the development's timing, public notice, meeting requirements and its history, Kaufman reported. They would also prefer to see single detached dwellings, do not want to see the loss of existing green space and are concerned about increased traffic on Montrose Avenue. The proposal would have Forestdale extend northward through the subdivision, whereas area residents would prefer it to end at a cul-de-sac, to reduce traffic for current residents given it has no sidewalk, and in consideration of snow storage and a steep hill which will cause traffic accidents. Opponents have also set up a website in opposition to the proposal, which can be found by clicking here. Included in the collection of letters opposing the project is one on behalf of the new Sudbury West Community Action Network, which is accompanied by a petition with 37 names. The design of this subdivision does not reflect the social and environmental well-being of our community and it does not fully preserve important ecological corridors, according to the petition. It asks that the proposed redraft be amended to reflect the concerns outlined in the open letter. We as a community stand together on this matter, the petition continues. We understand the need for growth and progress but believe it should not come at the expense of our environment and existing community. The redraft does not include enough green space, according to the open letter, noting that it cuts through the Nickeldale Trail and a green space buffer separating it from existing homes. The current redraft makes the community less connected, less livable and less healthy, according to the letter. We are asking for the full preservation of the Nickeldale Trail and its ecological buffer. The developer's conceptual master plan was released in a 2014 public meeting, which included a great deal more green space than when the plan was redrafted in 2021. The latest redraft does not reinstate any of the previously planned green space, the letter notes. Their plans will cut through Rainbow Roots trails and also cut down a significant portion of forested area that is used by walkers, hikers, snowshoers and wildlife. Chestnut Crescent resident Craig Jacobs wrote in a letter tabled for the March 18 public hearing. Do not allow Dalron to destroy more of the limited green space that we have in this city. If approved, the subdivision's next phase is anticipated to bring in approximately $790,000 in tax revenue per year, based on the assumption units average an assessed value of $300,000. This, in addition to approximately $3.13 million in development charges, based on the same assumption. Working against this revenue will be ongoing municipal costs related to future annual maintenance and capital replacement of infrastructure. The March 18 meeting will begin at 1 p.m., and can be viewed in person in council chambers at Tom Davies Square, and live-streamed by clicking here. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.